It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I am appreciating God's saving grace. As we know, today is a pretty big day. It is the Pope's first visit to the U.S., and I was just reading an article where the Vatican has expressed concern over who's been invited to the Pope's welcoming reception. And specifically, there is concern that, you know, the lifestyle of some of the guests is not acceptable to the church. And there is concern that if the Pope is in a photo op with one of these guests, it could signal an endorsement of this lifestyle. And, you know, some could argue that they have a right to be concerned because this is the same Pope who went to a prison and washed the feet of the inmates. This is the same Pope whose motorcade got lost in one of the worst neighborhoods in Rio, and he just rolled down the windows and started blessing the crowds. But this reminds me of Luke 7, where the Pharisee invites Jesus to dinner. An immoral woman attends the dinner and begins weeping at Jesus's feet. When the Pharisee sees this, he says, you know, to Jesus, you are no prophet because you would know this woman touching you is a sinner. Jesus responds to the Pharisee by saying, I entered your home and you didn't even offer me water to get the dust off of my feet, no oil to anoint my head. Yet she has washed my feet with her tears and anointed my feet with her expensive perfume. In Luke 7:47, he says, her sins, and they are many, are forgiven. The scripture today is what is for us is what Jesus told the woman. In Luke 7:50, he says, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Today, join me and let's go in peace and leave judgment to God. Finally, share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.